You're with SBS Radio.
A divisive issue in Australian politics, climate matters are also front of mind in the United States Congress. US Senator Cory Booker speaks as Democratic colleagues call for action.
I tell you, this is a moral moment in America. We will be judged by generations yet unborn. We must seize this moment. It is a carpe diem moment for our country.
US President Joe Biden is also facing division over climate action, but he will go to the United Nations Climate Summit in Glasgow, committing to halve emissions by 2030 and hit net zero by 2050. Now one of his top diplomats in Canberra, US Chargé d'Affaires Mike Goldman, says Australia is facing scrutiny at the summit.
Our two countries share a lot of similar characteristics and we share a similar level of responsibility. Moreover, as a G20 partner and as a democracy and as one of the world's most advanced economies, Australia's positions will be noticed. It will be noticed by us. Australia's positions will be noticed in Europe by our partners and by leaders in Beijing. There are clear costs to inaction.
He says a commitment to net zero by 2050 from the Prime Minister is only the bare minimum. Taking strong action to cut emissions by 2030 is vital.
The thing is, you won't magically at 2049 decide, okay, we're going to shut everything off and we'll get to net zero in a year. There need to be all sorts of preliminary steps. And these preliminary steps are better undertaken in the early years in this decade than they would be in the 2040s. So in that sense, we're looking for increased ambition, and that's completely consistent with what Paris called for.
The remarks coincide with an Australian Climate Council report, which ranked developed nations on performance and pledges to cut emissions. On those criteria, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and Sweden are the best performing developed nations. Further down, the US sits at joint 23rd place, while Australia is ranked last at 31st, behind New Zealand. The Council also ranked developed countries by the extraction and use of fossil fuels. Australia was ranked equal last with Canada. Professor Leslie Hughes is an Australian academic and climate scientist at Macquarie University.
Australia is absolutely at the bottom of the international pack in terms of climate action.
Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor has told SBS News the Council's findings are misleading and complete rubbish because the report excludes emissions linked to land use and forestry, which have declined. In a statement, he says, excluding sources of emissions reductions to suit a politically motivated narrative, as the Climate Council does, shows a lack of respect for the Paris Agreement or climate science. We will continue to account for all sources of emissions and reductions for our 2030 Paris target, as other major developed parties, including the European Union, do. In question time, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was defensive on the issue.
Under our policies, emissions have fallen by more than 20% on 2005 levels, Mr. Speaker, which is more than the United States, more than Japan, it's more than Canada, it's more than New Zealand, comparable economies to Australia. Under our policies, emissions are coming down and jobs are going up, Mr. Speaker.
But Professor Hughes says the data is more complicated.
It is the case that because land clearing has been reduced, that emissions from land clearing have gone down. However, since 1990, emissions from electricity production have increased by more than 30%, and emissions from transport have increased by more than 50%. So if you put those things together, Australia is clearly not reducing emissions the way we should.
The report excludes developing nations as defined by the OECD, including oil-rich nation Saudi Arabia and the world's largest emitter, China.
However, China has got a net zero target for 2060. They've said they'll fund no new coal projects globally. So they're on a trajectory. They are also the largest producer of renewables, particularly solar power, in the world. So China will be looked at very closely at the upcoming COP in Glasgow. Let's hope they move quickly.
Australia's trajectory is also under the spotlight with the COP26 summit just 10 days away. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.